on this bloodship. He's not master of life and death on a quarterdeck above the angels.
When I woke up this morning, not a sound could be heard. Then I heard my wife snoring. Good God, what a noisy bird. I could see that her palate and uvula were both rat-a-tat, rattling away. So I decided best not to disturb for fear of what the old goat would say. She might say,
"My darling, why do you do this? Every time when I'm lying asleep? Can't you see I'm in touch with my dream state and all those secrets I keep?"
Put your snoring sounds grotty and porous, and all snivelly and wretched and sneer. A cacophony of witches all farting, after puddings and toppings and beer.
How dare you insult me, just because my palate might wiggle? I'm going out now, at once, to the veranda, to put my teeth in, and play Tchaikovsky on my fiddle.
I can't bear it. Another night of her snoring. Then, her wretched violin creaking away. It's like a grumble and screech nightmare.
Grumble and screech. Grumble and screech. Grumble and screech. Grumble and screech.
Whilst she's there on the veranda, screeching Tchaikovsky on her violin, I'm lying here on the bedsheets, pondering what hell is this I'm living in? But then I remember what it takes to make her heart glow. So I go down to the street with a spring in my feet and shout up to her like a Shakespearean Romeo.
Bromate, Bromate, wherefore art thou, Bromate? Wherefore art thou, Bromate?
You see, that's my wife's name. Bromate Pluck. Granddaughter of the third Viscount Pluck, heiress to the entire Pluckerling estate and all its munificence, including the Pluckerling duck pond, and the coy little ducks who reside therein, along with the smelly rabbits who boast about never being rabbits duet. Ah, but their day is coming soon, for my wife has a hearty appetite for rabbit, especially rabbit parcels of ravioli. However, I digress. Allow me to play for you a snippet of my wife performing Tchaikovsky for the King and Queen of Rabbitania. If my memory serves me well, she was using her favorite plucky plucky pulling top violin that evening. Anyway, here it is.